welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Is it racism? We're like in Trayvon Martin mode, it seems. Yesterday, spent some time on an issue related to these fighting suit T-shirts that doesn't seem to go away. And today, we're going to deal with a Fargo parent calling the school's YMCA talent show act racist. People running around looking for things to call racist. Really? I mean, think of the back of the bus, separate bathroom, lunch counter for you because you're that color, lunch color for you at that counter. Because, I mean, that's racism. The stuff that we call racism now in the name of victimhood is just tragic. It really is. In my view, it suggests a weakening of our mettle. You know, a wussification of the character of what made this country great. Don't denigrate real blatant racism with these silly examples of not literally a YMCA talent show is racist. I mean, come on. Gotta be kidding me. Anyway, we're going to tackle that topic. Williston residents are pleading for relief, some of them, from high rental prices. And now the city's talking about consulting with the state's attorney, with the attorney general, rather, of the state, on options. And, boy, oh, boy, you don't want Williston becoming New York City-like or Russia-like with rent controls. That just doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. So, anyway, two topics that are in our focus today, and I want your opinions on them at 855-200-1776. What else are we doing? The Golden Girls will be here left and right. The Bickersons on the news of the day. It's Wednesday. It's Ag Day. So we're going to go out to Pinnacle in the Farmers Union Oil Company, now known as Pinnacle, and Stanley and Tioga, and talk with the Agronomy Division Location Manager Garrett Groves and just get an update on the planting season, seeding progress, and custom spraying to keep the seeders moving. Garrett always provides some good tips, and any questions or comments you have, they're certainly welcome today on the program at 855-200-1776. The tractor trek deadline is Friday, I think. Friday, the last day to sign up for the tractor trek, which is coming up in June, June the 13th, which is a Friday, out in Bismarck. And a couple folks from KFIRE are going to be on today to talk about that. I'm looking forward to that. Figured out a way to broadcast actually from a tractor, so it should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here because it's Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall, so we'll be talking with him about the BNSF rail delays for the ag industry, EPA water regulations, some water bills that benefit North Dakota and Congress, immigration reform, and the feds releasing illegals. What's that all about? Congressman Kevin Cramer here to talk about that or anything that you have in the way of a question or comment for him, and would suggest you get that in now if you'd like at 855-200-1776, press 1. And you can do that today on the program. Okay, so that's the lineup of the guests. And in the meantime, let's get to it and talk about the news of the day here. By the way, Kat Perkins has been eliminated from The Voice. Gal, darn it anyway. I guess we didn't do enough of a push yesterday. I thought the idea of the Frozen song was brilliant to bring in a whole new host of fans, but not enough to keep her on. Good run nonetheless, without question. But unfortunately, it did not prove to be enough. So Kat Perkins is off of The Voice. And one other story that I think we should spend some time on. The Forum of Fargo-Moorhead, Forum Communications, requested the emails between Gene Taylor and Brian Faison. Gene Taylor's the athletic director at NDSU. Brian Faison, the athletic director at UND. And there doesn't seem to be a good faith effort underway here to get a Sue Bison, Bison Sue, UND, NDSU football game back on the schedule. They're talking around each other. I think they're going through the motions and talking about it so they can say they're talking about it, but not talking about it, not getting any real progress. Would you like to see the legislature get involved there, higher-ups get involved? We brought this up before with Don Morton, the former NDSU football coach himself, about a year ago. Actually, we were talking about this, and he put it on the presidents and said, this is ridiculous. And a year later, they're still messing around. I think we've got to get Don back on the show and talk about this. This is just, come on, this isn't that complicated. Schedule it, get it done. Quit talking about it. My opinion. Tell me if you agree or disagree. All right, here's the story I mentioned at the top of the hour. A Fargo first grade class is not going to be participating in the school's talent show after a concerned parent called a planned act racist. The students were supposed to be performing the song YMCA during Bennett Elementary School's talent show. For the show, a first grade teacher asked parents to have their kids wear clothes like the Village People, the group that recorded the hit song in the 70s. YMCA. Some would come dressed as a policeman, a cowboy, a biker dude, a construction worker, or a Native American. But one mom, Elaine Bowman, said asking her daughter and her classmates to dress up like an Indian is offensive. I'm not in a position to do anything for these educators, and hopefully those people can make the right choices to all students of any culture and race won't feel singled out or like their race is being stereotyped against. I'll say that one more time and see if you can help me translate the comment here. I'm not in a position to do anything for these educators, and hopefully those are can make the right choices so all students of any culture and race won't feel singled out or like their race is being stereotyped. So the Bennett Elementary for the YMCA, and now the first graders, they're on the sidelines watching this. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Again, that's inclusion. Policeman, cowboy, biker dude, construction worker, Native American. Depicting the song. And now that's racist? What have we become, folks? Here's the deal, though. I think when a school caves like this, and I imagine the school's like, okay, we're just not gonna go here. I mean, I would not, for the sake of one parent, cave on this stuff. And I think when you do, and there's uproars over T-shirts and all the things that we now get outraged over, I think you enable this behavior. I really do. I mean, that to me is dumb. That to me is just flat out dumb. Right or wrong, you tell me. Amy Dalrymple's story on Williston residents. One for the folks in the patch and one for folks in Fargo to chew on today. Citizens here pleaded with the Williston City Commission on Tuesday to address steep increases in rental prices, with some comparing the displacement of residents to a natural disaster. City commissioners are going to ask the North Dakota Attorney General's office whether there's anything the city can do to provide relief. Residents of two trailer parks and several apartment buildings in Williston recently learned of rent increases that in some cases more than doubled the cost. The trailer parks are tied to the same owner, Renew Properties of Scottsdale, Arizona, the apartment buildings purchased by New York companies, according to a Williston resident who's working on affordable housing issues. It sounds kind of funny that they're buying up all the properties and raising all the lot rent. One commissioner made the motion to ask the city attorney to ask an attorney general's opinion about what the city can do legally to help residents. It's causing undue hardship to the community. Several residents say they may be forced to leave the area due to the rent, which will go from $3 to $8.50 for some trailer park residents starting June 1. It's very devastating to us that we're kind of being forced out. Williston resident Lee Steen said he's not personally affected by the high rent prices, but he's tired of watching widows get knocked out by the increases. This is kind of a natural disaster, said Lee Steen. I'm not saying we need FEMA trailers in here right away, but when you go to Bismarck, let them know it's a natural disaster. Another commissioner, Brad Beckendahl agreed that residents being forced to leave Williston due to high rents could be compared to being displaced by a flood. It is displacing people. It's a different way of displacement. In addition to asking the Attorney General for assistance, commissioners said they plan to raise awareness of the issue at the state level, talk to federal representatives about adjusting income levels for federal programs. Ellen Ratner has a New York City apartment. I wonder what she thinks of rent controls. Probably likes them. But we'll ask the Golden Girls to weigh in on whether Williston needs New York City-like rent controls. But I'm more interested in what you think. 855-200-1776 on What's on Your Mind Today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. The Golden Girls, also known as the Bickersons, Ellen Ratner from the left, Blanquita Cullum here, tackle the news of the day. And Ellen, do you have you still have your apartment in New York City, right?
I do.
And are you under a restriction by the city on how much you can charge for that apartment? Aren't there rent controls in New York?
You mean the apartment I rent out? No, not at all. It's not in a rent control building. Certain buildings are rent controlled and certain are not.
How do they decide which ones are and which ones are not, I wonder?
Well, it has to do with whether it's a condo, mainly condo. A rent building is a rent building, and a condo building is a condo building. and the condo buildings do not have rent restrictions unless when it moved from an apartment building to a condo building. Then there are certain apartments that you can only send or sell for so much, and that's one issue.
I don't know if you saw this recently, but rent in Williston, North Dakota, which is one of the oil patch booming communities, has recently exceeded that of New York City. And it's partly because there's obviously a housing crunch with the influx of folks from oil and gas development, which is a reason VQ and I like the idea of more oil and gas development, because it means more jobs, more houses being built, more apartments being built, better things for the economy, plus energy independence. We can be a little choosier on more, but that's a debate we've had before. Anyway,
yeah,
one of the responses to the high rents has been some people suggesting that something be done about it, that it be restricted, because obviously I'll give you two examples. A company out of Scottsdale, Arizona, bought a trailer park, and so lot rent is going from $300 to $850. Some similar things are happening by apartment buildings that are being purchased by other companies as well, and people are asking the city to go to the attorney general and do something. Encourage more development, which they are. I mean, there's more apartments being built, there's more homes being built. It's just a matter of all this catching up. I think the market's the best solution for this, not government controls. But I was kind of curious how things worked in.
You have to do something for people who can't afford a high rent. And that's why there's things like rent control, which I firmly believe in.
What'd you say, BQ?
I said they have rent control in D.C. too, right, Ellen? They have it.
Have rent control buildings in D.C.
They do.
What I don't understand, we have low-income housing. So, in other words, if you have a low income, you are able to, apply for, and of course, there's not enough of that either right now. So they're building more of those, and they have all kinds of different programs to get them going. I mean, a lot of things are in the pipeline. But the term rent control about turns my stomach. I mean,
want to turn your stomach.
It's a
lot more complicated than that.
It's a place for me.
They have rent control.
For all the poor people.
But not just poor people. They have rent control, for example, to try to be able to establish some fairness so some of these guys don't go out of sight and hijack, hike the price so high that the average person can't afford it. The other thing is, don't forget there's rent control to assist members of the military and their families. So there's a lot of different versions of rent control trying to make sure that these people don't become charlatans.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, to me, a program for a vet or low-income housing, make sure that you're meeting the need in that particular category. But to take somebody's property and say, here's what you can charge for property you own, you bought, you invested in, is like Vladimir Putin putting his...
Whoa, wait a minute, Scotty. This is where I disagree with you.
I
can't hear a thing. One at a time here. Ellen, you first, then BQ.
What about usury? There is government rules about how much you can charge for interest. Now, you can say, that's my money. If I want to charge 100%, I can. But that's not right.
Well, again,
it's kind of like what happens when you have, let's say, a hurricane or a disaster, where people will take products and they'll make them, so over the top because they feel like they can take advantage of the public. Look, you and I definitely agree on the idea of energy security. That's the term now, energy security, because it's our national security. But the thing that is, and there should be some fairness here, and I'm not talking about the government coming and being a nanny. I'm talking about you want to make sure that there aren't complete charlatans taking advantage of people, too. There should be some oversight into that.
All right, well, oversight's fine, but again... I just think the market sorts out the majority of this. Ellen, what were you going to say?
No, I mean, I just think you have a market economy mentality, Scott, and there's got to be some control. I know you think I'm a socialist, commie, pinko lunatic, but I'm not.
But she's a charming one,
You are a charming pinko. Yeah, I'll go with you on that.
But the fact of the matter, on some issues like this, I think the American people, that's why they have an ability to be able to have some measure of oversight. And if that's going on, people have a right to stop.
Look, if some company comes from out of town and jacks the rent, and that then provokes investment by a different company to say, boy, they're charging too much. We're going to charge less. That's how it should work. And by the way, anybody gouging, anybody doing that, they're scoundrels.
They're a lot of scoundrels, Scotty. Nationwide. Look at countrywide. Look at all those mortgage companies. Look at the obscene treatment that they have, how they've treated the people that have gotten bad loans. And then the people that end up having to short sale their houses that they gave them bad loans on. I mean, you talk about investigation. And I think there has to be some oversight. Yeah, people did stupid things and they possibly got loans and stuff they shouldn't have, just like people maybe getting into houses that they can't quite afford even to rent. But there has to be some sort of gauge on charlatanism. And that's not socialism.
Yeah, well, I think there's a fine line there. I just don't, by the way, the disaster analogy you used earlier is what some are using, although there's not obviously a natural disaster that caused it, but some are saying it's serious enough that it ought to be compared to that. But evidently the city is going to ask the Attorney General for an opinion on this, and we'll watch that one closely. About a minute left. Anything else that you two are hot to trot over today? Any top story here?
Frankita, I know you were, like, writhing this morning on some issues.
Oh, well, I'm still riding on the issue that we're seeing Russian retweets on BOA, and at some point, Scotty, I'm going to go off on it, and I hope that you'll allow me that opportunity, because I think that, frankly, we're not supposed to be used. BOA is not supposed to be a propaganda tool for Putin's position. BOA really needs to be, has to have a complete overhaul, and a lot of people have to be fired.
Voice of America ought not be tweeting. And by the way, the hashtag diplomacy, hey, bring our girls back with hashtags rather than actually some muscle is kind of a sad state of affairs on where we're at these days. So VOA, by the way, is the Voice of America. And if you missed that yesterday, propaganda is being retweeted by a news organization, which is a little disturbing. Ellen Radner from the left, Blanquita Cullen from the right, the Dickersons. No, the Golden Girls, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. We're talking ag next, so stay tuned. We'll do that coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer, by the way, in our 10 o'clock hour today. Questions or comments welcome already for him if you want to get him in queue, 855-200-1776. We'll be talking a little bit about immigration reform today and the feds releasing illegals, as well as some other issues in the news, including some water bills benefiting North Dakota and EPA water regulation and updates on the BNSF rail delays and human trafficking. Congressman Cramer, 10 o'clock hour. Questions welcome now by calling 855-200-1776. Also more on what one parent called a racist school program because it included the first graders reliving the YMCA performance by the Village People. It's racist. Because one of them was Native American. So the first graders are out of the program now, and it's been canceled. What do you think of that? Tell us at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to weigh in. Talking tractor trek today, too. So look forward to that. Deadline for getting your tractors in is Friday. All right. On Wednesdays, we talk ag with our friends from Pinnacle, the agronomy division in Tioga and Stanley. And for growers out in the patch, some good advice from Garrett Groves and his team. Garrett's the location manager for the agronomy division at Pinnacle. Garrett, nice to have you back. How are you?
Well, a little chilly today, but not too bad.
Yeah, well, welcome to May, right?
Correct.
At least things have dried out a little bit in the patch. How's the planning for progressing out there?
You know, we're progressing fairly nicely. You know, guys still aren't going, I don't think, 100%. They're still having to jump around and pick fields. But, you know, we're turning the right direction, and things have gone the last, you know, so we got a little bit of rain Sunday. But aside from that, things have progressed fairly nicely. You know, if we could just get a few days of warm weather, I think everything would be kind of clicking along pretty good.
I noticed that we're getting at least, you know, up near that 70-degree mark a little bit this weekend, 68 on Sunday, and next Friday, a week from Friday, 72 in the 10-day forecast, and some upper 60s later in the week there. So seems
well,
to be coming.
The way it's been, it'd be almost still tropical.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for sure. It has been quite windy out in the patch, too. Is that affecting things at all?
You know, it does. It, you know, but I get my guys to understand is that, you know, if we miss a day, like yesterday was a great example, the wind blew 25 to 40 all day long. We don't get that day tacked onto the end, so we ended up having to work all night long, which, you know, it's fine with me, but it, you know, guys don't seem to like it too much, but, you know, we don't get extra days. So, yeah, it certainly affects guys, but, you know, there is a upside to it, too, with drying ground out that, you know, had we had a calm day, it probably wouldn't have dried out.
Yeah, exactly right. You've said the last couple times we've talked that you know, regardless of you know, the progress on how much seeding is done, the seeding is going into cold soil. So that's providing some challenges for growers. What kind of questions are you getting at Pinnacle?
Well, you know, I get a lot of, you know, I don't know if I should do a burn down application. I don't see a lot of weeds out there. when do I quit seed treating? You know, and my response to that is, you know, you should always seed treat. I mean, there's times that I have a hard time telling a guy to do it, but it's never a bad investment. And as far as burn down, anything you can kill now is something you're not going to have to worry about later. So, but it's been tricky to do because, you know, you have mornings like this morning where we're mid-20s and, you know, it's pretty much a standstill. The ground gets a little stiff and you kind of sit and wonder what you could possibly be doing.
But at this point, the custom spraying is really the only way to keep the cedars going, huh?
Well, you know, it's one great way. You know, it seems like we do have a fair amount of guys that, you know, they call in the spring to keep their drills going. And, you know, and the way they're looking is that if they're spraying, their drills are not moving. So it's one thing that, you know, we're able to help a guy out with is doing that. So, no, I guess if anybody needs anything done, they can call me direct. So it's just something that we do. So it's not, you know, not an exception, not anything that we haven't done. So
now if you could just, you know, warm things up here a little bit and, you know, take care of Mother Nature.
Yeah, I think, you know, aside from if it warms up and it doesn't rain, I think we'd be in great shape. You know, we could be making pretty good headway. I know there's parts of our area that really haven't started even really scratching around too terribly much, but you know, there's a fair amount of our area that I would say is probably 30% done.
That's obviously that's the good news, right? I mean, a chunk of the turf is a third done. I would imagine what are we looking at here? The 14th of May, when you have a portion of your turf a third done, that's still quite a bit behind the normal schedule, right?
Yeah, I think we're behind, but I don't think we're behind where a guy should get too terribly worried. You know, it's the way things have been progressing. You know, guys losing half his breakdowns, us included, and you know, it's been progressing fairly nicely. Guys getting stuff done every day, so I'm not going to get nervous yet. So,
all right, that sounds good. Garrett Groves, the location manager for Pinnacle's agronomy division, here to help folks. And how do folks get a hold of you, Garrett?
They can call me direct on my cell phone, 701-621-1477.
All right. Garrett, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
Good to chat with you. And, folks, one of our fine sponsors is those wonderful Pinnacle Travel Centers, one in Stanley, right on Highway 2, one in Tioga, off Highway 2, just a little bit to the north of 2 on Highway 40. You can't miss it. Two of the most premier facilities. If whatever you need, they're going to have it. And my favorite part, the meal you'll get. They're going to take care of you there for sure at Pinnacle. So stop and see them. It'll bring you back to your childhood. It'll be like you're sitting at mom's dinner table when you have one of those great meals. So enjoy it. And a lot of experts there, including folks like Garrett in the agronomy division. The Minnesota Wild are done. Dunski. Over for the season. Dustin Moore is going to slide in here and tell us about that and some other sports headlines on What's on Your Mind. Kind of a bummer, D. It seems like a little deja vu for the Minnesota Wild losing to the Blackhawks.
It was a tough one. I believe Wild fans can take solace that it was a much better playoff run than it was last year. They got a lot of good things going for them, and next season should be better, but a tough way to lose it after an incredible series with the Blackhawks. Just a funny bounce ends up being the difference. Chicago got it started off with scoring just 2 minutes into the first period when Christopher Stieg put the Blackhawks up 1-0 on kind of a goofy bounce off in the corner. They played that way 1-0 until 2 minutes and 29 seconds into the second period when Erik Haula went pretty much end-to-end on another fantastic breakaway by him, and he was able to tie it for the Wild.
Gathered back by the Wild, an angle off the boards by Cook, back into the Chicago zone, a race for the puck. Haula's going to get there, he's in, he scores! Erik Haula has tied the game for Minnesota.
Hall ended up looking like one of the future superstars for the Wild in this playoff series. It's going to be exciting to see what he's able to do next year. 1-1 is the way it went into the third period. The second period had an incredible amount of breakaways, outstanding goaltending. The Wild and the Blackhawks had numerous chances to open up the scoring, but it stayed 1-1. Going into overtime, the Wild put on an incredible show at the beginning of overtime. Dominating puck possession, putting a lot of shots on net. They just couldn't get a shot to go through. And unfortunately, a goofy bounce that went to Patrick Kane's stick was the ultimate winner.
Raise it all on the board. It bounces out in front of Bergala. Loose puck here for Kane. He scores! Patrick Kane! What hands! He ends it! And Chicago is headed to the Western Conference Final.
Just a crazy carom from the shoot-in from Brent Seabrook. Watch right here. Regan and Suter get tied up, and here comes Patrick Kane. A little forehand, backhand, right inside the net, and it comes right out as quick as it went in.
Both sides said, that Joe, before this series, this is a different Minnesota team. This organization has taken a major step from what we saw in the first round last year to what they did in the second round this year.
Some of the national broadcasters giving the Wild a little encouragement there at the end of that game. So the Blackhawks are going to move on to advance to the conference finals. They'll take on the winner of the Anaheim Ducks, LA Kings winner. Anaheim is up 3-2, I believe, right now in that series. Zach Parise had a chance to talk about some comments in the postgame.
I don't know. I thought we played a pretty good game. Just other than, you know, capitalizing on some chances, and we played pretty solid, I thought. And we were all kind of in shock that it happened. It's not the way you envision. I guess you never envision losing, but you don't envision that happening. And losing a series because of that. We saw how hard it is and how this time of the year, how hard you have to play on a nightly basis. We lost to a very good team. But you know, it's not as if we didn't feel like we could have won that series.
The Wild put on a good show for its fans. Tough way to lose, and we'll look forward to watching them again next year. While the Wild were losing to the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks, the Minnesota Twins, on another channel, were facing off against the World Series champion Boston Red Sox and Jake Peavy. The Twins jumped out to a 5-1 lead after the second, thanks to an Eduardo Nunez home run, his first of the season. The Twins bullpen gave runs back to Boston in the seventh, and the game was tied 6-6 going into the bottom of the ninth with one out for Chris Parmalee.
A deep drive to right! Oh, the home run! Chris Parmalee with a walk-off winner! That is awesome for Chris Parmalee.
Parmalee getting mobbed by his teammates as he has the walk-off winner. Minnesota is 18-19 right now, six games behind Detroit in the Central. Kevin Correa gets the ball today and takes the mound against the Red Sox. That's a 7-10 start. Red Sox manager John Farrell has announced that he is going to have his two opposing managers on his staff for this year's All-Star Game, and they will be Twins manager Ron Gardenhier and Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona. Gardenhier's been manager of the Twins since 2002. And also want to mention former Williston High School football standout Brent Qualley has signed a free agent contract with the New York Jets. Congratulations to him. 6'7", 315-pound offensive lineman. Played for the University of Nebraska. Congratulations to the former Williston High School football standout. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Road construction update for folks in and around Watford City. Highway 23, 2 miles east of Watford City, near the intersection of 23 and 1806. That's part of the Southeast Bypass Project that is going on in Watford City. That construction work begins today. So motorists will be detoured onto temporary routes. Speeds will be reduced to 25 miles an hour. You're going to get delays. I know that's so unusual in the oil patch around road construction, but this will be a little more. Width restriction of 12 feet will be in place, and the flaggers will be there. This is going to be something they're going to be doing on and off through October. So just a bit of an update for our friends in Watford City today with a road construction update there as well. By the way, you ought to go to Watford City. You know, we hear so much about, you know, things that are happening there, but Watford City is a place where well, all of the oil patch communities, but we're going to be spending some time in Watford City later this month. And really, there's a lot more hotels now. You know, the Teddy Roosevelt Park is right there. So it's a good little spot just to, rather than read about what's happening in the oil patch, actually come out there and see it And whether you're looking for job opportunities, because there's plenty of those, or whether you just want to see what's happening in the oil patch, come out there. Plan a little summer getaway out there and just take it in, either as a business opportunity, because there's plenty of those, job opportunities, or just as a concerned resident of this particular region who want to see what's happening. I'd really encourage that. But they have a little visitor center, by the way, right downtown. Gives you the whole history of the oil play and agriculture, military. It's really neat. Anyway, it's worth doing. Just thought I'd mention that. Because I think, you know, we hear so much about, road conditions or, you know, concerns, building schools, whatever. Go see it for yourself. Don't rely on me to tell you about it or anything else today. I really think that'd be a good idea. So is performing a YMCA song by the Village People, dressed up as the Village People were, is that racist? They thought so at a Fargo elementary school, and therefore they canceled it after a parent raised a stink. Your reaction to this, I want to know. 855-200-1776. What should the Attorney General suggest for the people of Williston, who are residents of a trailer park where lot rent goes from $300 to $850, or rents on apartments spike? Tell me your take. 855-200-1776. Bison UND football rivalry still on hold. Should it be, or is it time for folks to get in a room and get it done? 855-200-1776, you tell me. I am going to stick around for the first part of the first segment here with Mr. Todd Mitchell, and then I've got to go. I won't be here for the majority of the program, so you and Todd Mitchell and our guests, including the folks to tell you all about Tractor Track, I hope you take that in, and Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall in the 10 o'clock hour. And if you want to get your questions or comments in for Congressman Cramer, same thing there. Welcome right now, 855-200-1776. Press extension 1 when you call, and you can leave your message, okay? We have a graduate, a high school graduate, in our house this year. And so it's that time. You know, actually, the open house party for him is on Saturday. They're winding down school right now. The actual graduation is next Wednesday. So I am just found out about the scholarship award ceremony. So that's happening today. So I got to take that in. And then I'll be off on Friday, getting ready for the open house and all the fun stuff there, and then Wednesday. So we got a lot of, you know, relatives coming to town, a lot of things happen. So anyway, just to give you a little heads up that I will be unavoidably detained for a couple of days over the next week or so, but for a good reason. And it goes too darn fast, I'll tell you that, because I remember like yesterday, this senior sitting in his kindergarten desk at St. Michael's School in Grand Forks. Wow, almighty. Hey, the sun is beaming in Fargo today, partly cloudy and cooler, but we can see the sun. That's good. 49 for a high, north-northwest wind at 10 to 20 tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 31 with the northwest north wind at 10 to 15. The 10-day forecast does, in fact, have now, are you ready, ladies and gentlemen, 3 70-degree days in it. Yeah, Sunday will be 72 and sunny. Next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, 72. Friday, 70. So we're turning the corner. I've been waiting for that. In the meantime, cool. 48 today, as you heard, mid-50s tomorrow. Cloudy and 55 on Friday. We will have some sunshine on the weekend and warm up into the mid-60s, lower 70s, as I said, by Sunday. 39 degrees right now. Out in the oil patch, forecast looks like this. Sunny to partly cloudy, about 55 today. North-northwest wind at 10 to 20. Generally clear, low of 28 degrees tonight. Incredible what's going on there. Same thing there on the 10-day forecast front. We have at least 170 in the oil patch, and that'll be a week from Friday. But Sunday, upper 60s. Same thing, or at least one of the days next week, so not bad. The good news in the patch is not much in the way of precip. 10-day forecast only has 2 days that actually have any chance of precip. So while it's not exactly balmy, we will be getting tomorrow warm up into the 60s. 36 right now in Tioga, 32 in Williston, Watford City, 32 degrees Newtown, 36 as well. And Back of the Valley, cloudy, 37 in Grand Forks at the Sour, Hillsboro, 37. Grafton, 37 degrees as well. On What's On Your Mind, Fergus Falls, 39, Fairright.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.